Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I don't even know what's going on here because it's saying waiting for a host to call in. I just called in and it disconnected me to a live show, and then it says show is on but not streaming. And I've already scheduled the show, so I have no idea what's going on. And it's like every time I get ready to do a show, there's something wrong. Now, I do shows at the last minute. Sometimes I just, like, get up and do a show. However, this stuff should be working, but I'm not going to complain because it's a free service. Actually, no, it's not free. I'm paying some money a month for the premium package, so yeah. I guess I could complain somewhat, huh? We are going to have a show probably on New Year's Eve talking about what we see for the new year. You never know what's going to be transpiring in the new year. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we could be right back.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Santa's habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
Welcome to my office, Long Time Radio. Listen as we
talk about the soon coming of Jesus Christ to the earth to destroy his enemies and set up his long-awaited kingdom. Tonight we will talk about end-time prophecy and what God said will happen in his word. Stay tuned for an amazing show.
Listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, she's about the Prophecy Zone. When is he coming back? When is the end of days?
Soon.
We are in the last days.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of his coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
Okay, we're back. We've been having problems with this blog talk. I might end up canceling this show because it's a lot of just too much stuff. And you get on here and you try to do a show, and all of a sudden it just goes haywire at the last minute, and you don't have any idea what's going on. But so I'm probably going to cancel the show. But yeah, if I don't decide to cancel the show, we're going to be doing a late night show on Blog Talk Radio called The Midnight Zone. It's part of the Prophecy Zone. And we're going to be talking about Bible prophecy sort of at the time we're doing right now. So we hear of many news about financial matters and situations that are going on in the economy, and everybody's saying everything's okay. It looks like we're going to be coming out of the disaster that we looked like we were headed in, and nobody's ever examined the true reasons why we were in the problems that we are in, and nobody has seemed to come up with the notion that maybe we are overspent. A lot of the prognosticators and media outlets believe that we are in this position because of capitalism. they may be partially right. And I'll tell you why. When you use a gun to protect your family, or you use a gun, for the sure purpose of protecting your family, or let's look at it, using a gun for police to protect society so society can be safe, or use a gun for hunting, excuse me, those are good reasons to use a gun. But when you misuse a gun, it's not a good reason. Now, with that being said, when we misuse capitalism, what do we get? We get a mess. The Bible talks about being the head and not the tail. And that's what gets us in a lot of problems. You can pinpoint mostly everything to overborrowing and overspending. You can count most of our problems to over borrowing and overspending. And you can also count it towards mismanagement, which is both a combination of both of those. And also over taxation. And then comes outsourcing or destroying industries, because the government didn't want us to have manufacturing, evidently, because they scared everybody out of here. And trust me, regulations and laws created by Congress have probably squeezed General Motors out. Now, did General Motors have mismanagement of its own? Yeah. Yep. You can't take the blame away from them. But I can tell you this, the Congress had a lot to do and legislation and laws prohibiting certain, well, just put it this way, overtaxation. It's probably killed most manufacturers. But why did they stop manufacturing computers? And we never stopped manufacturing computers. Some of that stuff has become monopolies. Some of those things have been that we've decided to go a different route. What makes other countries stronger, better than we are, who manufacture more items? We don't manufacture. The United States don't manufacture anything. And that's understandable. We have certain things. I mean, I'm not going to say we just don't manufacture anything, but the United States is a service economy. And when you're a service economy, the only thing you can do is produce services. And when you produce services, what you get is McDonald's and hotels and pornography and lots of weird television programs on Disney that your kids watch. And a lot of music and vulgar music. And this, I look at it this way. If we were to get a reward for manufacturing something, pornography will probably be at the top of the list. And that's sad. Being all in the industry. This show is going to be coming on probably at 10:30. I haven't prayed about a day yet. It's going to be called Midnight Zone, just like the Prophecy Zone, but it's still the Prophecy Zone, just like midnight. So I'm going to be talking a little bit more undiscreet, just saying what needs to be said. I think on the Prophecy Zone we should do that too, but there are people who say we should talk against various actions, which I believe so. We should talk against various actions, Sodom and Gomorrah type of actions, hint at some time. But I believe in talking against it. I just sort of believe in the wider variety. They have the new laws out now. They have the hate bill card. I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but I think the Christian, I think we should ruffle feathers. And people say, well, you want to get them saved too. Yeah, I do want to get people saved. I do. So that's why I have a wider variety. And I'm going to take some people off probably, because I'm going to be talking about false prophets. And I might mention some people and names that might ruffle your feathers. But it's going to be a wider range where it won't be a habit of talking about false prophets in the 21st century. Because when people think of false prophets, they think of, the one dude up in Washington who had a long, long beard and had a cult-like following. I, I can almost, I have his name on the tip of my lip, but I can't. Rifini, Ragnif, or something like that. I don't know his name, but I'll look it up and see it on the next show. But people look at, you know, Jim Jones as a false prophet, but that's not so. Now, I'll give more details on that later, but I would like to be talking about abortion. I am very much anti-pro-abortion. But you know what? You know, the actress has just passed away. Now, this is going to sound off the wall. You always got to look at the glass half full, and there's nothing good about abortion. But one thing is good, if anything, and that's the fact that they don't have to come into this world and make a dumb decision and not follow God. And every time an actress dies, an actor, and I don't get rich, I still have sorrow. I have sorrow for anybody who dies, even the worst person, because they're going to have payback. But the thing is that hell is hot. See, people look at, a lot of you, a lot of Christians, they just look at the surface of death. And I think that's how bad off we are, how far we went to Laodicea. We're drinking the water. We need our eyes cleaned, though. How bad it's gotten where we don't even, well, we look at the person that died, you know, such and such just died, and we just think of the, you know, when's the funeral, and this and this and this. As a Christian, and this is, and I'm sorry, I apologize for saying this, but I can't help it, because it keeps me grounded when I think about this, but that person just entered eternity. They just started. And people are thinking they're ending. I said, how long have you been saved again? Is that a bad way to see? I'm thinking about looking at the glass half full, and you got it. And on this case, you should look at the glass empty, because when you enter eternity, you're there for good, and nobody seems to worry about that. I think the gospel, if we really, 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 really had an eye opener on the gospel, we know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We know that we must worship God in spirit and in truth. We know that we should walk in the spirit. As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 8 says, if you don't have the spirit of God, you're not his. So we know those things. But it seems like if we get a real taste of reality and we really sit down and think about it, you don't want to go there yet, though. You don't want to go there and test it like some of these people claim they do. But if you could just get a sort of a rationale about hell, I think we would talk to our families more. I hate when somebody says, well, this person was saved or that person was saved. And I'm like, why they didn't give you the gospel, though? Because they thought I was already saved. That's the problem with this country. We're a Christian nation. We're not a Christian nation. A Christian nation is just like an individual who says, I'm a Christian. You didn't ever say you was a Christian. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. I was watching the moment after. I was like, I didn't know you was a Christian. Well, the nations, this is worse. We like the Super Bowl more than we like anything that has to do with God. Matter of fact, when the day comes about God, you're suffocating with the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. Okay? So why do we even, it's an amazing thing. I'm baffled. Hell. I mean, just think rationally. Think about it. When a man is in a burning house and he is 85% of his body burnt up, he's not even in hell and it hurts. And burning, getting burnt is a continuous hurt. Okay, so I picked one of the harshest things. You burn to death and you're barely breathing, and somebody, that's not even hell. And imagine that for eternity, but with actual fire. See, the guy that is in a burning house, they can treat it, and it's probably always going to hurt for a long, long time. If you got 99, I saw this one guy just completely burnt. He looked like he was just a piece of meat. But he still lived. But the pain and the agony for years and years and years. That's the trickery that Satan has done. He's doing it. He did it in the garden, tricked Eve and Adam. I go backwards, Eve and Adam instead of Adam and Eve. He tricked her first. He tricked her first, and he's still doing it today. But hell is hot. And see, the beauty of Satan's work is that he twisted the gospel to his own pursuits. And these false prophets out here fleecing the flock, and all they talk about is getting money. Well, you're rich, you got to get the stuff. And when you get the stuff, you got the stuff. And you big head, I don't want no stuff. I can't even, you can barely put a suit on me. You trying to make me. That's what people do. I'd love to see a rich dude just get a big, buy like 20 acres and put all his cars, break his house up into small pieces, and then put him right in the middle in the casket. Matter of fact, no casket, just bury him in one of the cars. Put the furniture, just blend it up like in a blender, and just all the wood and stuff, and just bury it. It still ain't going to do no good. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I was watching Marvin Gaye, sort of a documentary on Marvin Gaye, and his dad, which was crazy anyway, was saying he told his son, "What is the profit if you gain the whole world, lose your soul?" And then the father was crazy anyway. And I thought this was pretty unique. This dude's crazy. Kills his son. So you pretty much did too much misjudgment. But anyway, we're going to be getting out of here. Probably, I don't know if I'm going to keep this show or not, because I'm kind of like babbling on and tired probably. And I had the little problem on the way to doing the show, and I was like, I really didn't, I haven't done any advertisement for a long time. And I've only gotten 52 shows since I started, 52 shows, and it's really not a lot. And I got like 4,232 listens. I'm pretty sure 500 of them are mine. But God bless everybody out there. And on the next show, I'll be talking about predictions for the next year. Not predictions, but what I feel like is going to happen. Not God is telling me, like Pat Robertson, I believe there's going to be a nuclear explosion in one of the major cities. This is probably the one of the worst shows I've ever done, but I might just leave it there. And Midnight Zone, and that's going to be coming on the first of the year. And we're going to be having probably 30 minutes. The prophecy's on. I have not figured out the length of it. I think once a month I'm going to do probably two or a three-hour show, and then the rest will be an hour probably, maybe an hour and 30 minutes if I got the gift of gab. But God bless everybody out there, and be praying for this nation for the new year. Be praying. Please be praying. We need to pray, and when we're done with that, continue to pray, because we don't know what's going to happen in the near future. We really don't. Okay, so God loves you, and He loves your family. He loves your friends. So pray for everyone. Pray for all men. Pray for all men.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time, and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
God bless you.